This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.
We keep it simple. We do not compete with others in terms of autonomous driving and all that stuff. We just keep it simple and offer a car which is for the daily use, but not for high end.
You know how hot your car gets on a sunny day? Wouldn't it be great if all that sun absorption could actually fuel your ride? Well, this week on Sea Change Radio, we profile a small German startup called Sono Motors, which is working on making that very thing happen. Sono Motors founder Jona Christians outlines how this automobile, draped in solar panels, will charge a battery for up to 250 kilometers of sun-powered driving, discusses the market landscape for this sort of technology, and tells us how the company recently raised $200,000 in crowdsourced funding to make their vision real. Then we revisit my interview with Mike Tinsky from Ford Motors, who in 2014 talked with us about the company's promising C-Max solar energy concept car, with solar panels built right into the roof. I'm joined now on Sea Change Radio by the co-founder and CEO of Sono Motors, Jona Christians. Jona, welcome to Sea Change Radio.
Hi, thanks.
So I wanted to have you on because you and your colleagues have a pretty exciting new product that you've been working on. I wanted to give you an opportunity to explain your vision for the next generation electric vehicle, if you can.
Yeah. So what we are building is an electric vehicle with integrated solar cells. And the thing about solar cells is they provide enough electricity to give you an additional range of 30 kilometers per day. So you have an electric vehicle like every electric vehicle out there, except you have the energy that comes from the sun directly with you. So you can go wherever you want and can recharge the batteries just by the sun.
How are the solar cells integrated into the car exactly? Are they on the roof of the car or?
They go over the whole body. They cover the sides, the top, the front, and by that we have an area of 7.5 square meters, and that's enough electricity for the 30 kilometers.
And why haven't some of the larger companies done this? We did a piece on Ford, which had a solar carport that they designed that has a magnifying lens, the Fresnel lens, that overnight can charge the car.
Yes, yes.
That's very different. Why don't you explain how yours would work and why these bigger auto manufacturers haven't embarked on something similar yet?
So we're covering the whole body, not just the roof. And the thing is, well, it's not that efficient if you say, well, you want to use the electricity right now. But if you say, well, it generates enough electricity, so it adds up the whole day, you can have a free range of 30 kilometers. And that's what differentiates us from the other concepts out there.
And explain the challenges that you have as a startup to make something like a car, which is, you talk about in the history of manufacturing, automobile makers have usually been these huge companies. How can Sono Motors make it in the marketplace?
Well, there's a big movement going on, and even in Germany, and you have it too in the US, of course, but even in Germany, there's going on a lot of movement for small startups like us. I don't know if you heard about Street Scooter in Germany.
No.
They are building delivery cars, and they are going pretty fast. So right now there's a gap, you could say, in development for cars, which is open for companies like us. And small gap, you could say.
but it's actually happening right now, and that's where we're in. So because of that change, because of electric cars and the internet and small ideas becoming large, we have the possibility to build actually that car.
And how can you keep your price at a reasonable level? How can you compete with a $10,000 to $15,000 car or a $30,000 car?
That's a good question. So we have 3 points which give us that confidence for that price set. The first thing is we exclude the batteries. We do that because we are not done with the development for the batteries and can't give the final price for the batteries. So we're doing it like Renault and Nissan already are doing it with the Nissan Leaf and Renault Zoe. We're excluding it and offering as an optional rent or to buy the battery. So in the final product, the price is going to be higher. That's the first thing. Another thing is we use most of already developed products. It's called our aftermarket product strategy. And by that, we do not reinvent most of the products that are integrated into the car, but reuse, let's say, the motors for the windows, for example. And by doing that, we have a shorter development time and very low cost for the final product. And the third point which give us our prices, we keep it simple. And that's by doing nothing extraordinary. We do not compete with others in terms of autonomous driving and all that stuff. We just keep it simple and offer a car which is for the daily use, but not for high end.
And how do you integrate the solar cells into the entire body? Paint a picture of the car for our radio listeners, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So we have the solar cells, just like every other solar cells. They are quite efficient, but you could say they are normal solar cells. And then we give them a coating with polycarbonate. And by doing that, we can go spherical for our final shapes. And by doing that, we can even go for, let's say, the doors. We can go for the roof. We can go for the front. And we are not limited by the shapes. So the thing is, even it's simpler than a normal car because we don't need the painting, for example. And we just take these modules with the solar cells, and just like for the windshield, we use adhesive to put them on the body of the car. So it's already known technology, you could say.
And so we often hear about intermittency issues with solar, how at night there's no sun, and then there's storage issues because the sun doesn't come out at night, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so how would drivers deal with range anxiety when it comes to driving a Sono Motors vehicle?
Funny thing, we developed a range extender back in our development times. And we did that actually because of that anxiety about range. But nowadays, it's becoming obvious battery technology is moving so fast. We don't need that range extender anymore. So what we are doing, we integrate a battery with enough range for 250 kilometers, and we're not competing with, let's say, Chevy Bolt and Tesla, but we offer enough range for the daily use, and hopefully in the future we can offer more. But right now we say, well, 250 is a reasonable range for the daily use, and even if you say you have our systems, which give you enough electricity if you are on a trip, let's say, and you don't have the power anymore, you just can stand in the sun and wait until you have more electricity to go further. But we say 250 is our reasonable range.
found things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun. Long may you run.
Follow the shift to sustainability with Sea Change Radio on Twitter at twitter.com/SeaChangeRadio and on our Facebook page.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio. I'm speaking to Yona Christians. He's the CEO and co-founder of Sono Motors. So, Yona, recently you just received $200,000 in crowdfunding money. Why don't you explain how people can get involved in supporting your efforts and what you need to start producing cars and get them on the road? How much does it cost and where are you as a company?
Okay, so right now we are at the stage we build a pre-prototype, as we call it, because it was the technical, it was to show the technical advantages of our car. And now we're going to produce prototypes, which are actually for test drives, so that every supporter can test drive our car. And after the test drives, we offer them in a pre-sale to buy that car. And with that strategy, we want to go in the market as fast as possible. So the backers, which come from Indiegogo and other places, have the opportunity to use these test drives to see if that car fits for them, and then actually buy that car. And we want to do that, of course, as fast as possible, because the whole industry is moving that fast. But the test drives and the prototypes will be in 2017. And right now we are producing these prototypes, so that after the first prototypes and the test drives, we can go into the production phase. So that's where we stand right now.
What are your targets to start producing a fleet of vehicles?
All right, so we have the crowdfunding campaign, and it's already it's still going on. And that was our incubator. And we now have the opportunity to cooperate with other companies and go into the production of the prototypes. And that's what's happening right now.
And can you give us an idea of the competitive landscape? I mentioned that Ford has a car that runs on with a solar roof, but give us an idea of some of the other competing projects out there.
There is, for example, Stellar Lux. It comes from the university in Eindhoven in Netherlands, and they're doing a pretty good job. However, the thing is, we come from the practicability, and we say, well, the car has to be just as normal, you could say, as all the other cars, and not be special about how you have to treat it or are you limited by the solar cells and all that.
You've already sold out your pre-orders. €50 donation allows you to test drive it, so you've already kind of maxed that out.
That's right, yeah.
But what's the next stage?
The next stage will be the test drive for the people. For us, it's going to be a lot of development and a lot of prototyping phase and going into the final production line. However, for the backers, the next step is the test drives. They already booked, and after that, they can choose if they want to buy that car, and we go into the pre-sale.
And do you have any idea what the car should sell for?
Our price target is to be under €20,000, or let's say under $25,000, which is way below other competitors. However, these prices can still go down because, as you met now, the battery prices are also going down, which is a huge impact on the final price.
So, Yona, maybe you can tell us what your long-term goal for the company is. Do you want to be the next Tesla? Yes, your vision. Do you want to be the next Tesla, or do you think that perhaps a Volkswagen or a Toyota or somebody larger would buy you at some point and integrate your technology into their fleet of solar vehicles?
Well, actually, it's quite simple. We want to see that car in the streets, and there are some paths we can take, and one of them would be to cooperate or be incorporated by a company, and we don't exclude that possibility. However, the biggest thing we have to keep in mind is that we don't want to, you know, be slid into a drawer and never be seen again. So that's the only thing we want to see. Everything else is going to be open.
He's the CEO and co-founder of Sono Motors, Yona Christians. Yona, thanks so much for being on SeaChange Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you too, Alex.
Now let's dig into the SeaChange Radio archives and listen to my discussion from 2014 with Mike Tinsky of the Ford Motor Company. I'm joined now on SeaChange Radio by Mike Tinsky. He's the director of vehicle electrification at the Ford Motor Company. Mike, welcome to SeaChange Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So Ford has a new concept car out called the C-Max Solar Energy Concept, which is using solar panels. You already have different C-Max models out, but is this the first one using solar energy?
Yeah, that's right. So we have two models of the C-Max in production. One's called the C-Max Hybrid, and the other's called the C-Max Energy, with the difference being the energy product actually plugs into the wall and uses electricity for a lot of the transportation from the grid. And what we have and what we've introduced is what we call the C-Max Solar Energy Concept. And it's really harnessing the power of the sun and using that to recharge the batteries on board so that you can actually drive off the energy that's provided by sun.
And I guess this is different. The solar concept is different than what, like, the Nissan Leaf and Toyota Prius offer in terms of their solars, because those are just powering auxiliary systems of the vehicle. This is actually powering the vehicle itself and recharging the battery. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, solar's really come a long way. Some of the other offerings that we may have seen in the past has really been to cool the cabin or to do other, as you said, ancillary features on the vehicle. What we really tried to do is we worked with our partner, which is a company out of California called SunPower, and we used their very efficient solar cells on top of our vehicle, and we were able to get about 1/8 of the battery charged every day just by using solar on top of the vehicle. But we weren't, this is where the innovation comes in. We really wanted to push the envelope there, so we focused on using a new innovative infrastructure concept so that we could actually recharge the whole battery each and every day using the sun.
And is that the Fresnel lens, this concentrator?
Yeah, that's right. So think of it as a magnifying glass for you know, the simplest way. And it's borrowing a technology that goes back well over 100 years that they used to use in lighthouses. And as the vehicle is underneath this Fresnel lens or the magnifying glass, concentrates the energy on top of the vehicle, on top of that, those solar panels, and it allows us to get a full 8 kilowatt hours of charge each every day.
And does it recharge while it's driving and parked, or does it have to be in a special place to charge up from the sun?
It'll always charge the battery, but to get a full charge, it needs to be parked under the infrastructure, the magnifying glass, to get the full power. But even if you're out driving around or you're parked in a somewhere at home or at a spot where the Fresnel lens isn't available, it's still capturing that energy and putting it into the battery.
Oh, so the Fresnel lens is a separate thing. It's like a little car park or something. Is that right? It's an awning almost.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it as a very much like a carport with that's a clear Fresnel lens that you park underneath, and it's basically just concentrating that energy on top of the vehicle.
And how big is that? Is that something that you could fold up and put in your car for a long trip, or is this something that's it's a fairly involved structure?
It is. It's about the size of a parking space. So what we're envisioning is this really would make a lot of sense for those that are going to work or going somewhere for 8 hours or so. You would potentially have these installed at the workplace. And so you drive to work, you park underneath the concentrator, and when you're done with work, you essentially have a full charge to drive home on electricity.
In Ford's vision of this, are these going to be things that companies are going to buy for their employees, or is this something that's just included in the price of the car?
Well, it is a concept, but we're really thinking that it would be the former. But I think there's also other applications. For example, there's many places in the world where the grid is not as reliable as it is here in the U.S. And in those cases, they could buy a standalone concentrator and never have to plug their vehicle because they would use the energy from the sun. So there's applications such as workplace. That makes a lot of sense here in the United States. But in other parts of the world, I think it makes sense where there's no grid or where the grid is unreliable.
So I understand it's a concept car, but can you explain the difference between the capability of the solar charging with the Fresnel lens and without?
Right. So it's in its simplest form, the concentrator is an 8-time multiplier. So without the concentrator, you're getting the energy of the sun. You're getting a few miles of driving, say 4 or 5 miles of driving without the concentrator. With the parking under the concentrator, you're getting a full charge of the battery, which is 21 miles, as our sticker says, using the concentrator. So it's the difference between 3 or 4 or 5 miles versus 21 miles on using electricity.
But since you're not under the concentrator while you're driving, would the solar panels be recharging the battery while it's driving or out and about? Or let's say you're doing errands and then you park at a store. Is there a way that it would be able to start getting more power from the sun during that period?
That's right. As long as the sun is shining on the vehicle and you're in the sun most of the day, you would get that 1 kilowatt hour or that 3 or 4 miles of driving from electricity. If you take that same car and park underneath the infrastructure, you get the 8x multiplier, so you get 8 kilowatt hours of charge, and that gives you 21 miles of electric driving. So it's functional under all scenarios. It's just that amplifier or that concentrator really gives the ability for that battery to receive a full charge.
Hike bus or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie.
To listen to Sea Change Radio anytime, anyplace, just subscribe to our free podcast. Simply follow the link from seachangeradio.com or search for us in the iTunes podcast directory.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio. I'm speaking to Mike Tinsky. He's the director of vehicle electrification for Ford. So, Mike, this is kind of two questions in one. What kind of variation do you see in terms of geography? If somebody's using this car, let's say, in North Dakota versus Florida, what kind of variation would that be in terms of charging time? And I guess you were talking about the 8 kilowatts that it would use, that it could charge under the concentrator, but about how much time would that theoretically take?
Right. So the 8 kilowatt hours, which is a full charge on our C-Max Energy, that that would take, we chose an average city from in terms of sunlight, or what we call a radiance. And that happens to be South Carolina. That's the average. It's one of the states that receives the average amount of sunlight. So if we took the concept to say in north to a state where I live, like Michigan, instead of taking 6 or 7 hours to under the concentrator may have to be a little bit larger, and we would probably be talking about 7 or 8 hours. However, we take that same scenario and go to Phoenix, we're likely to see a smaller concentrator and only needing 4 or 5 hours to recharge. So that's the part of the project where we're at today, is really to understand what the concentrator will look like at different parts of our country.
And can you contrast that, Mike, with how long a standard charge would take from somebody's rooftop solar array?
So home solar systems essentially take the power of the sun and either use it for the home, or they put any excess back on the grid. So when you're charging your vehicle at home, it's either drawing that power from the solar or from the grid itself, depending on if the sun's shining or not. So think of the grid in a home solar system. Think of the grid as a big battery. And you're charging from that battery, especially if you're charging at night, that energy's coming from the grid, even though you put energy back on it during the day. So the times don't vary with the solar system on your home. It's essentially whatever the capacity is of your charge station and the vehicle combination. So, for example, our C-Max Energy, if you were to charge it using a standard wall plug, the standard 120-volt plug, it'll take about 7.5 hours to recharge. If you charge it with a high-powered charge station that you have installed in your garage, it'll take about 2.5 hours to replenish that battery. So it's less about how much solar you have on your roof, and it's more about the capacity of the charge station you use in your garage.
The car is the C-Max Solar Energy Concept from Ford. He is Mike Tinsky, the Director of Vehicle Electrification for Ford. Mike, thanks so much for being my guest on C-Change Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sway the future to the past and find what will endure.
You've been listening to C-Change Radio. Our intro music is by Sanford Lewis, and our outro music is by Alex Wise. Additional music by Kenny Burrell, Neil Young, and The Muppets. Check out our website at seachangeradio.com. That's seachangeradio.com to stream or download the show or subscribe to our podcast. Visit our archives there to hear from Bill McKibben, Van Jones, Paul Hawken, and many others. And tune in to Sea Change Radio next week as we continue making connections for sustainability. For Sea Change Radio, I'm Alex Wise.